Today it's 5th of September. In September, a new academic year begins in Ukraine. For about 2 years, the children did not go to school at all. Because of the COVID, everyone studied remotely, sitting at home. But this year, the schools are open and the kids went to real lessons. My daughter also went to her school. I didn't help her get ready to school, go shopping with her or take her to class. I'm hundreds of miles away from home, as are many parents of my daughter's classmates. This is the last school year for my daughter. Next summer, she must pass her final exams and finally become an adult. And this path until next summer will obviously be very difficult. Preparations for the return of children to schools began with the installation of bomb shelters. Now in every Ukrainian school there is a room where all students and teachers must run at the time of the announcement of the alarm. In some days this alarm is announced 10 times and sometimes the siren sounds for an hour, so in bomb shelters children can spend a little less time than in the classroom. I will now say one terrible thing. For me, as a father of a girl who goes to an ordinary Ukrainian school, this is especially frightening. If the Russians set out to destroy one of the schools while killing as many children as possible inside, the chances that the bomb shelter will save everyone are pretty small. The Russians still have a bunch of missiles with which they may begin to hit educational institutions. Their logic is nightmarish and primitive. They want to intimidate Ukrainians by massacres of civilians to force us to put pressure on authorities demanding an end to the war and the death of the innocents at any cost. Based on this logic, schools are one of the main targets for our enemy. Recently, more and more modern air defense systems from our Western partners are coming to Ukraine, and I hope that with their help, the schools will be protected from the Russians. But just in case, teachers ask children to always have an emergency kit with them. A water bottle, chocolate, protein bars, bandages. Soldiers at the front also have similar kits. The Russians in general have turned all of our beautiful Ukraine into one big front and all Ukrainians, including school children, into fighters. True, there are much fewer school children in Ukraine now than in previous years. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of children became refugees and went not to Ukrainian but to German, Polish, Irish, Scottish schools and schools in our countries. A lot of schools in Ukraine were destroyed. From the one my daughter went to in Kharkiv, only ruins remained. The Russians destroyed a lot of civilian infrastructure. Schools and hospitals are often destroyed by high-precision weapons designed to directly hit military targets and not harm civilians. The Russians have been engaged in the deliberate destruction of schools and hospitals, the massacres of civilians in Syria for at least 7 years. They tried to break the will of the rebels to resist. The world then limited itself to empty phrases condemning the Russians but did not break ties, economic, political and all others, with these terrorists. Many wanted to believe that the atrocities of the Russians were an accident, an excess, that this was not a state policy but the arbitrariness of the military on the ground, but that was the state policy, the policy which is absolutely fascist and terrorist.